And joining us once again on the phone, our friend Mylynn Sott, Executive Director of Brittany's Hope. Good morning again, Mylynn.
Good morning, Fred and Mindy.
So wonderful to have you with us this morning. And you always tell us great stories about how God is working through the ministry of Brittany's Hope. Do you have one you could share with us this morning?
Well, I don't have one, but I do want to share the fact that this year Brittany's Hope is celebrating our 20th year anniversary. And I am just incredibly proud to share that through God's grace and the support of our donors and volunteers, we have had the privilege to witness 1,152 families created through the miracle of adoption and the homecoming of 1,317 children with special needs through adoption grants. And then also, just amazingly, also have the privilege to witness the transformation of 29,000 children over the 20 years of young adults through Brittany's Hope Humanitarian Initiative. And Fred and Mindy, many of these children have gone to do great things that are just lighting the every corner of the world with their talent, time, and giving. We now have teachers, community leaders, business owners, and we also have year one doctor from our program in Ethiopia through our support. His name is John, and he's now a symbol of hope for his people in a country of 105 million people with only 10,000 doctors. And I often think to myself with amazement that this one person that we and our support of Brittany's Hope have support him, and now he's making a tremendous difference in humanity. So that is something that I'm just extremely proud to share with you and our listeners.
Yes, and you should be. And congratulations. Happy anniversary. 20 years. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
And touching the lives of all those kids and families. And I know another way that folks could get involved with what you're doing and hear even more great stories. One of my favorite events to be a part of is your walk and run. And I understand it's going to be a little different this year because of COVID. Tell us about the event coming up on September 19th.
Yes, so we are holding our annual Brittany's Hope 5K. This year, again, it's adjusted, so it's a little social time race that is taking place on September 19th, and it will be located here in Elizabethtown on the property of 270 acres property here in Elizabethtown, which is also the home of the iconic Star Barn. So it's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful venue. I must forewarn our runners, this is a cross-country 5K. Again, it's a cross-country 5K. Fred and Mindy, we have put a tremendous amount of time and energy to make sure that we can continue this event. So a lot of thoughts and a lot of consideration have been put in place to make sure that we ensure safety for our participants. So like I said, it's been adjusted. So this year, we will not be holding our physical fun walk and also there won't be any activities. But with that said is that we are still continuing the spirit of this event by inviting those that want to come, that can't come out and do the 5K race or want to do the 5K walk, the physical walk but can't, they can participate by registering to participate in the virtual, my goodness, I can't talk this morning, virtually. So then also the other piece is that we will be asking those that are participating virtually to take pictures, and then we will be creating a video to share with our children and also our families who are waiting to go through with adoption so that they know that we are still celebrating them and we are still advocating for kids. And then also of something that's very important that I want to note to those that want to come out and support us at our 5K is that you must pre-register ahead on our website because participant will be asked to select the 10-minute starting time slot, and we will only be permitting 10 people per slot. So that time, the time that they can sign on to race is from 7:30 to 9:30. And again, walk-on registration will not be available. And we do have a cap of how many people can join our race. And so there's a lot of rules. Again, they're there to keep our participants safe and enjoy the day. So I encourage those that want to sign up to make sure that they go on our website, or the site at brittanyshope5k.org, and check out the rules before they register.
Brittany's Hope 5K coming up September the 19th. It's a great opportunity for you to be involved and help meet the needs of not only families that are being adopted, but also supporting children that are facing food insecurities throughout the world. It's happening in Elizabethtown at Stone Gables Estates, and all the info is online, brittanyshope5k.org. My Lynn, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and blessing to you.
Oh, thanks, Marilyn. Blessings to you, too.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.